Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hi, it's Christine, the creator of Private Affairs. Before we get into the episode, a warning that this show is intended for adults as it contains mature themes. This episode has a depiction of anxiety. This episode also contains strong language and sex scenes. Listener discretion is advised.
Hello?
It's me.
Okay.
So good to see you, love.
Yeah, you too.
Are you okay?
Mm-hmm.
You look drained.
Oh, I had a cold, but I'm okay now.
You sure? I can come back.
No, please. This is about you, babe. I'm fine, really. Your text sounded urgent. What's been going on?
My marriage is over, V.
What? Why? What happened?
Ever since Thailand, things just kept getting worse.
Mati.
I'm sleeping.
You should have more sex.
I'm sleeping.
Mati.
Don't let it's enough. Sort yourself out. In the bathroom, please. There was a month when I thought it finally happened. I was a day late. But then... there it was again. Red. Thank God.
I think we should see a specialist.
Darling, we haven't been trying for that long. Let's just give it more time.
Hey, you know, I got a good recommendation for a specialist. Like, what do you think?
T, there's no need to panic. We're fine. And that's how it was. Until...
maybe it's your fibroids.
It's not.
How do you know?
I just know.
Okay, well, let's go get checked out. There's no harm.
We're fine.
Mati, why are you so resistant? It's not a big deal to see a professional.
Oh my God, can we just have a normal conversation about something else? Please?
If they say it's your fibroids, there are options like...
oh my God, I'm on the pill, okay? There. I'm on the pill.
Pill? What pills are these?
Contraceptives.
Yeah. You're taking the piss, right? Like, are you joking right now?
T, we can have a good life.
Mati, I'm very confused.
Think about it.
Mm-mm.
Dual income,
Mati,
no kids.
Mati, tell me you are not serious
T,
right
we
now.
We used to have so much fun.
Mati, tell me you are not serious.
We used to travel. We used to do
Mati,
things.
Mati, we are not kids anymore.
Remember Japan, Greece, Mauritius. That could be our life again.
I actually can't believe you right now. I cannot believe you. So this whole time you've been what? You've been taking the pill?
No, after Thailand.
After Thailand, so what? You've been making a fool out of me?
T, please.
T, please what? No.
It's not like that.
Is that what you want? Huh? What am I supposed to tell my parents, Mati? How long are you going to keep this up for?
I'm sorry. I was planning to talk to you. I just needed...
nonsense. How can you be so selfish, huh? This is the problem with you modern women.
What?
This isn't what I paid Lobola for.
Well, you weren't complaining about a modern woman when I helped you pay for your master's.
Oh, now you want to bring that
You're
up.
You're the one bringing up money. So if you want to calculate, let's calculate. Let's calculate who sacrificed the most for this relationship.
You've changed.
So have you. Where are you going?
Going.
Where are you going, Tonde? Hey.
Hey. I forgive you.
You do?
Yeah, baby, yeah. Hey.
Oh, forgive you. God. Thank you. I was so worried. I thought...
No, baby. We're good, okay? We're good. It's okay. I know you were just scared to become a parent. Look at me. I'm also scared, okay? It's normal. But we'll support each other. We'll even bring up Mama to help us with the baby for the first few months. So it'll be less pressure on you. Okay? Good. I'll make a booking to see the specialist tomorrow.
Baby? What's for dinner?
I actually drove to the clinic for the appointment, but I couldn't get out.
Shit, babes. Are you sure you don't want to have a baby? Or you just don't want one right now?
Do you want kids?
Yeah. Someday.
Why?
I guess I want to experience unconditional love and it will give me a purpose. I don't know. I just do.
You're lucky. Honestly, I don't think I've ever really had a desire for kids. It just seemed like the next logical step, you know? I kept waiting for the desire to kick in, but when I hear you and other women talk about it, it's like I just don't get it at all. What's wrong with me? Why don't I want this?
Marty, come here. Come here. There is nothing wrong with you.
It's not like I hate kids, you know? That's the confusing part. I love my nieces and nephews, but I just don't want that life, that responsibility.
But what if your feelings change and it's too late?
What if they don't and I had the kid anyway? Then what type of mother would I be? It's too risky. I don't want to mess up a kid or end up resentful.
So what about Tonde?
I mean, there's no real compromise in this sort of thing, is there? Anyway, I'm sure he'll want nothing to do with me once he finds out the rest.
The rest?
Hey, thanks for coming.
Yeah, of course, man. No stress. Yo, Corvi's not here.
Oh, she's not coming.
Oh,
work.
For real? It's like it's just you.
Wow.
I didn't mean it like that.
I mean, I can go if you
know,
want.
Because I thought, you know, because, you know, you two are like usually a package, yin and yang.
You can leave if you want to. Not good enough.
No, we good. This is dope. This is actually cool, you know. Just hold on. Let me just order a drink.
Okay.
Do you want something?
No, I'm good.
All right, cool. Hey, Mandem.
Yo.
Had to come back, baby. You know the order, right? Make sure it's Johnny Walker Blue, bruh. All right, okay. On the rocks.
No worries, come on up.
All right, thanks, bros.
Is this where you take all your hoes?
Hey, don't be horrible. So what's up with you?
I think my marriage is over. I wasn't going to keep it secret forever. I just needed time to figure out how to bring it up. And now he's staying at some short-term rental. You know, I thought I could be the one to break the curse, but looks like I'm just going to end up like the rest of my family, divorced.
Nah. You guys can still, you can still work it out. Twins is chill. You know he just needs his moment. I know my guy, of course, yeah. Hey, random tangent. Have you actually spoken to V lately?
Here and there. Why?
Oh, okay, so she is screening me.
It's a little dramatic or anything.
Nah, listen, she's not replying to my messages, right? I've been by her place, but she wasn't there. And this is someone I used to talk to like almost every week.
Well, she's been really busy. Why do you think I'm talking to you?
Nah. I'm definitely being sanctioned. You know this. Because check, when I bought my house, right, she just sent a text message saying congrats. And I was like, no phone call. Can I even come voice note? Zero. You see now. Yeah, she hasn't even come to my crib.
Well, I mean, this was bound to happen eventually.
What do you mean?
Taff.
What?
Don't be naive. V and Luke are serious now.
What?
She has to wean you off somehow.
Come on, man. But why? Wean me off? I was in her life first anyway, so that dude's just
it
like...
It doesn't matter. She'll be engaged soon and starting a family.
Whoa. Engaged?
Mm-hmm.
Look who's being dramatic.
No, aren't you there going to Zim?
Yeah, and you know he's going to propose because...
Because Luke was asking me about how to ask her dad for permission.
When was this?
A few months ago.
Wait, what?
Fuck, I wasn't supposed to tell you that. Just act surprised when it happens, okay? Yeah, so where was I? We were chatting, drinking, and then somehow...
Dang, girl. You better get it.
I'm not one of your hoes, Tab.
No, you don't have
to do all that.
Take that off. Let me help you there.
I think it's stuck.
Okay. Wait.
Wait, gently.
Okay, sorry, man. Damn. Can you handle it?
Okay, but you have condoms, right?
Of course I do, yes. Hold up. Let me try to get them. Hold up.
Something wrong?
No. Actually, maybe if you can, you know, try using your mouth to, you know.
Oh,
in my ear.
Okay.
Yeah. Just put more into it.
Nothing's happening.
I know. You just keep going. Just keep going, you know?
Okay.
It's okay. What? Yeah. What is it?
Even you don't want me.
No.
You're
no,
a man
no,
whore.
No.
You want...
You know I want you.
But it's soft. Clearly I don't turn you on.
No. I've probably just had too much to drink. You just give me, you know, a few more.
No, it's ruined.
Marty.
Look away. I said look away.
Okay, jeez.
This never happened. V, we need to catch up in person. ASAP. When are you free? Why the fuck did I do that?
With Taff?
I know. I'm so ashamed. It wasn't even worth it. Not even one pump.
Are you going to tell Tunde?
I suppose I have to at some point. I can't live with the guilt. See why I say it's over?
Hey, it'll be okay.
It won't.
Hey, you'll be fine. Okay. Hey, are you home?
Hey, long time no see. Yeah, I'm home. Cool, what's up?
Cool. Can I come by?
Yeah, man. Come through.
Can you drop me the pin?
Finally! Welcome!
Hi.
Come on in, come in, come in. Yo, welcome to my home. Welcome to my crib. I've been dying to show you this place. Okay, so just remember, guy, this is a starter home. I need it. So obviously, I'll upgrade and all that. But, you know, you got to get in that property market. You know, get in that...
Are you for real right now?
Oh, my bad, my bad. Forgetting my manners. Do you want a drink? I've got gin, whatever you want, really. Come through.
You just couldn't help yourself, huh?
What are you talking about?
Taff, you just couldn't keep your dick in your pants.
Oh. So she told you.
What were you thinking?
Come on, man. You know it's not that deep, though, right?
It never is with you. That's the problem.
Afi, that's not fair.
No, Tafadzwa, I am tired of this. I've held my tongue for too long.
Afi, you're making a big deal out of
She's still
nothing.
Married.
We're consenting adults, Shamwai. We're actually
Isn't Tonde
adults.
Meant to be your boy? What? Whatever happened to the bro code?
Why are you so touched?
She's my cousin.
But why are you so touched, though? Natty, why?
Oh my God!
Answer the question.
Do you not see?
Okay.
You're such a predator, Tafadzwa.
Okay.
Every
so all of
girl
a sudden,
that walks down the street.
Okay.
Yeah.
You, okay.
You couldn't even wait for the divorce. Huh?
I can't help it if chicks want me.
Oh, I can't help it if chicks want me. See, you don't even care. Do you even know what she's going through?
No, but
do you even care?
Why are you pressed about this? Huh? You drove all the way to my crib to act like some crazy chick. Are you serious?
You're the cliche, Tafadzwa.
Man, I've got neighbors. Iwe, stop becoming.
All you care about is money and fucking Tafadzwa. Just like your father.
Wow. That was really mean.
Well, it's true.
I think you should go.
Yeah, I'm going. Of course, Jenny got engaged. Love. Tanaka's pregnant. Wow. Rachel had her wedding. Love.
Safety. Can't you see what you're doing to us?
I don't want to be this way.
You drove all the way to my crib to act like some crazy chick.
Is this it? Wake up. Go to work. Go to come back. Come back. Sleep and repeat and repeat.
Drained.
I just want my girlfriend back.
What the fuck is wrong with me?
Too late.
You wasted your life, babes. Such a waste.
Marty isn't available right now. Please leave.
So stupid.
Hello? Just hang on. Man, Wagwan, what's good, bro?
Such a waste. Look, I can't breathe properly.
B, hey, where are you? What's happening?
I'm at home.
Listen to me.
I can't.
B, hey, listen to my voice. Dial 000.
Look, I'm scared. I'm scared.
Listen, dial 000 now. B.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you enjoyed it, please share it with a friend or go ahead and leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or anywhere else that you get your podcasts. I'd also love to hear what you thought about today's episode. So if you want to get in touch, leave me a voicemail. You can do that at the website, privateaffairspod.com/contact. Or if you want to slide in my DMs on Facebook and Instagram, I'm at privateaffairspod, on Twitter at privateaffairsp, or email privateaffairspod@gmail.com. Private Affairs stars Ratido Mambo as V, Ron Kurtz as Luke, Tsungerai Wachenuka as Mati, Garika Jani as Tunde, and Taff. Recording by Phil Trafol at the bass. Sound design and mixing by Jerick Binger, with sound effects recording assistance from Claudia Bloxham. Original music by Jerick Binger. Additional music from Storyblocks. Cover art by Manya Dar. This project has been assisted by the Australian Government through the Australia Council for the Arts, its arts funding and advisory body, as well as the Jesse Cox Audio Fellowship, the Scallon Foundation, Season 2 super supporter Gavin Patalo, and other listeners. Thank you for making this podcast possible. And many thanks to Auspicious Arts Projects for admin support and Acast for promotional support. Private Affairs was created, written, directed, and produced by me, Christine, DJ Kicks, Mwaturura. To sign up for the newsletter, shop merch, or donate, visit privateaffairspod.com.